You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You kind of cut out a little bit, but I can hear you.
How about now?
Yep, perfect.
So, what? How did this happen? What happened? Can you just describe like what happened to you?
Well, so we were on Minnesota, turning onto Airport Boulevard or whatever it is. We're on our way to airport. And as we got on the on-ramp, so initially I thought I had a flat tire. Then I started thinking I busted an axle, but I couldn't quite figure out how I could have busted an axle because, the whole car was kind of weaving up and down. It was kind of freaky. And then I saw, the ground all around me breaking up. I was like, oh, my car's fine. It's all good. It's just an earthquake. At that point, we just had to maneuver around where the ground was breaking up. And once it broke up in front of us, that was it. We had to stop.
So, and did you have to slam the brakes or swerve, or was it
enough?
No,
so we had slowed down because I thought my car was acting up. And so I probably reduced my speed down to maybe 20 miles an hour. And so at that point, we were kind of going slow. And then once we saw the ground breaking up, around us and behind us, we kind of sped up to try to avoid that. But then when, that the chunk that we were on dropped out underneath us and the ground, there was a big, gap in front of us, we kind of, and I didn't really have to slam on our brakes. I just stopped.
Were you scared?
There wasn't enough time to really have that kind of a reaction. It was just reactionary. It was just, maneuver, oh, ground's breaking up to the right, to the left, oh, we got to go forward. And, it was more of you're in the moment and you react, and fear didn't really play into it as much. It was more of you're in the moment and you got to react.
And what happened once you stopped?
Well, we realized we're screwed. The car's not going anywhere because there was no way to get it out of there. So, and then we're like, all right, how do we get to the airport? What do we do with the car? No. So the first cop that showed up on the scene was like, well, you guys need to get off of that spot of ground that you're on. It's unsafe. Get out of there and cancel all your travel plans.
So
that was, and then after he said that, he got in his car and drove away.
So did you actually did you have to jump off of that pavement island? How did you get off?
No. So there was a chunk that was in front of us that was kind of a bridge from the chunk that we were on onto the road that was undamaged. And so we just walked across that. That wasn't really that big of a deal.
And then What happened to your car?
So apparently they DOT contracted a repair of that off-ramp to a construction company. And the construction company then subcontracted towing my vehicle to Vulcan Towing. And so I called the construction company. Their president called me back and oh, yeah, I know Vulcan Towing, towed your car. I called them. They're like, well, there's no admin staff at work right now. It's after hours and nobody's going to be there till Monday. Your car's an impound. And so everything's kind of up in the air.
Did they tell you how they got it off? Did they use a crane?
Well, so I called multiple towing companies to see if I could get my car out of there. And they, one of them, referred me back to Vulcan to have them tow, because they apparently have the equipment that would work. That I have a feeling they had a large flatbed that is on that basically slides out, and
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's probably how they did it. Is they slid that flatbed all the way down to where my car was, hitched up tow line, and winched it back up onto the bed. Is what I'm assuming happened.
And there was a guy on the scene when I was there who was he said he thought you actually tried to get to your flight still. Did that happen? Did you make it?
Oh, yeah. So there was a couple people that were going off the off-ramp that were behind us that weren't stuck. and one of them offered, well, actually a bunch of people offered us rides to the airport. And the first person I offered, we're like, yeah, sure. No, so we grabbed our baggage and like put in his truck, and he gave us a ride to the airport. And our flight was like 4 hours delayed, but yeah, we made the airport, and so right now we're in Juneau waiting for our next flight.
Where are you going?
Seattle and then San Francisco.
So, and do you live in Anchorage?
I live in Homer. So I mean, we're super lucky because apparently there were like avalanches and like rock slides on Turning Arm, and if we had like left a little bit later, we probably would have avoided that disaster, but we could have been taken out by an avalanche or like rocks falling onto Turning Arm and whatever. So I mean, I think we're pretty fortunate in the way like everything worked out.
And that was your car?
That's my car, yes.
So
yeah, that's the funny thing. Like everybody's like, was that a rental? I'm like, yeah, I wish it was a rental, because then they'd have to deal with it. No, it's my car.
Awesome.
And I still owe $15,000 on it. So yeah, it's my car, but the bank owns most of it.
Got it. I'm gonna do the asshole reporter thing. Like, can you tell me the license plate just so I can be sure you're not bullshitting me?
You're cutting out there a little bit.
Yeah, I was just saying. Can you tell me the license plate just so I can be sure you're not bullshitting me?
You know, I don't actually have my license plate memorized. No, it's a GMC Terrain 2014. That's all I can tell you. I've never bothered memorizing my own license plate. It's like never been a necessity.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I believe you. So, and what do you do?
I'm an IT analyst for the city of Homer.
Cool. And so are you in the airport bar in Homer or in Juneau?
We're at the bar in Juneau. Our flight leaves in a couple minutes here.
You're in the airport?
Yeah, so we're getting good and drunk in the process. We've had people buying us drinks in Anchorage because we're the car people. And, so I'm going to live it up.
And you're in the airport right now?
Yeah. Yeah, we're in Juneau at the airport.
Got it. And then just lastly, like, what's your takeaway, like, that this happened and this is the way that it happened?
So I've always made jokes, like, all my life that I have a guardian angel that works overtime. I think that goes double for what happened here today. And I'm not even religious.
Fair enough. So, and your first name's Tom?
Yes.
And your last name?
That's a long one. It's very Polish. It's spelled Sulcznski.
Sulcznski?
Yes. That's the closest thing that anybody can pronounce it right.
How do you say it?
Sulcznski.
Sulcznski.
Thank you.
Cool. And it was your wife in the car with you or your girlfriend?
It's my girlfriend, yeah.
Girlfriend. Okay. And had you driven up from Homer that morning?
Yeah. We left at like 5 in the morning and we're driving up, and I was pretty stoked. Like, we're going to be there like in plenty of time. We'll have plenty of time to like deal with everything. And we're, I'm not always like the punctual guy, but like being here early, I was so excited. Like, yeah, I finally did things right. And then that happened.